Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Bruce Crummy, professional photographer.
By the way, how are these? We're at the Pride of the North Dakota show. Do these shows, are these pretty good revenue makers for you?
They are an excellent show because more than any other show that I sell at, people come to spend money. Other shows, people may come just to hang out, walk around, see their friends, free samples. But yes, it's a very good place to sell. People of Pride of Dakota are very professional, and it's very, very positive thing for the state.
Now, I've noticed you've got a variety of different sizes. You've got everything from $1 to $200 photos just in my eyesight. You might have more, you might be less, but that's just in my eyesight. Did you gravitate into these different sizes? To me, it says that you've had to come up with some different price points in order to sustain your business model. Is that how did that come about?
Well, you just over the process of several shows, you learn what price point people are willing to open up the wallet. And the $1 4x6 postcard size prints are it's an interest grabber for one thing, but it's just kind of a constant sale all during the show. And I enjoy when the kids come up and ask mom for a buck to get a photo they like. So, but you know, I've learned that you have to have a wide variety of price ranges for people because not everybody's got a budget that can support a $200 print. But so process of earlier shows, you learn the business.
All right, so how can people get in touch with you, and what types of photography do you do? Kind of a micro commercial for you.
Well, I do pretty much any kind of photograph somebody would need other than underwater photography. But, pretty much anything that you can think of commercially, you know, weddings, seniors, sports, news. So,
but how do they get in touch with you?
Well, my cell phone number is 701-367-3538. My website is brucecrummyphotography.com. I have an older site that acts as an archive site that's just brucecrummy.com. So those are some ways.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You bet.
To listen to full-length interview with professional photographer Bruce Crummy, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bach and Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue.
My name's Eric Hatch. I am the owner and a realtor with Hatch Realty.
I'm Andrew Tazerik, a Fargo South student. And I heard you were involved with Shark Tank. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Shark Tank is a show on ABC, and it's venture capitalists who are interested in investing in people. And the one who has the real estate experience is a gal named Barbara Corcoran. And she is out of New York City and took a $1,000 loan, I believe, and turned it into a multi-million dollar real estate company, sold it for $66 million. And so that's something else and really special. And she's decided now to get behind a number of us across the country. So she has said, Eric, I like your business and I want to choose to support it. And so I have an endorsement from Barbara Corcoran, which is really great. And so on top of that, I have a TV commercial with her and lots of media things that I can use to share. But Barbara is this really eclectic woman who is nationally known. I'd probably say she's the number two real estate tycoon in the United States after Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
So to have an endorsement like that has really brought some nice validity to our business. But I also got to meet a new friend too, and that's always great. She is hilarious and she is quick-witted, but she is sharp.
I'm Andrew Tazerik, a Fargo South student.
My name's Eric Hatch. I am the owner and a realtor with Hatch Realty.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's Deadwood Lodge. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jacob Manley, owner-operator of Black Diamond Cattle Ranch.
Jacob Manley, Black Diamond Cattle Company.
Hey, what would your title be in terms of when you deal with these cows?
Owner-operator.
Not rancher, not cattleman, anything like that?
Nope, I just go owner-operator.
Okay, so let's describe your, what do you do in terms of owner-operator of this particular farm, ranch, whatever it might be?
I raise and background purebred Black Angus cattle, and that, you know, basically we're looking at building a herd, so we're raising, basically what we want is heifers. On the bull side, we raise purebred Black Angus bulls and then sell them to commercial breeders to use back on their cattle.
And right now we're in calving season, and so talk to me about your calving process you have going on here today.
Basically, obviously we AI, like a bunch of other people do, just to get our calves in a closer calving date. That basically gives us about a 60-day calving window. So first, you know, we have all of our AI calves are on the ground. So now it's just kind of a waiting game for the other roughly 50% to calve.
What's the AI? That's artificial?
Artificial insemination, yep. Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought. Artificial was the word I thought was AI. Okay, so ballpark cost on this, from the AI to, say, the feed portion.
Sure. Roughly to feed like a cow through winter, you're looking at roughly about $2 per head per day. To feed her through the winter. Annually, probably about $500 to feed a cow, you know, raise a cow. On the AI side, straws of semen range anywhere from $20 all the way up to, say, $60. And then you have, like, your cedar fees, which helps get the cows into heat to breed them and all that. So you're looking at about $75 to $100 per head before the calf even hits the ground.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jacob Manley, owner-operator of Black Diamond Cattle Ranch, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.